Cameron is in the truck this morning in Willoughby. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us on. We are about to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Cameron, are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. What sport did Happy Gilmore originally try to play professionally before discovering his talent for golf?
That would be hockey.
Question two. Does Costco want to switch to Coke or Pepsi this fall?
I'm going to say Coke.
Question three. Name the title or artist of the song that contains these lyrics. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Can I pass?
I mean, you can. You won't get the point, but sure. Question four. The black box on an airplane is actually this color.
I'm going to say white.
Final question. In what state was the National Football League born?
Alabama.
All right, Cameron, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Cameron, I have you down here for two correct out of five.
Okay.
However, there might be some questions in here to trip Alyssa up. We're about to find out. Alyssa, it's Cameron and Willoughby.
Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Cameron went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you need to get 2 correct to tie him and 3 to win. Here we go. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. What sport did Happy Gilmore originally try to play professionally before discovering his talent for golf?
Hockey.
Hockey is correct. Question 2. Does Costco want to switch to Coke or Pepsi this fall?
They have Pepsi currently. They're switching to Coke.
Also correct. Name the title or artist of the song that contains these lyrics. I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
That's Queen.
Queen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, it is. All right, question 4. The black box on an airplane is actually this color.
Is it green?
It's not green. It's orange.
Oh, that's misleading.
To make it easier to find it.
That makes sense, though.
Final question. In what state was the National Football League born?
I'm going to say Massachusetts.
What is wrong with the two of you? The NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame is just south of us in Canton, Ohio.
So? That doesn't mean that it was here, I'm guessing.
It's Ohio is the correct answer. The Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremonies begin this weekend. I encourage the two of you, Alyssa and Alyssa, just jump in Cameron's truck and carpool down to Canton and learn about football and where it originated.
All right, Cameron. I think Bill might be right. We got to take a field trip.
I think so. That's embarrassing, too, because I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, too. So that's...
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you're a Browns fan. I can't even be on your side on this. Oh, man.
Cameron, we will not hold it against you. We still have some tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair that we're going to give you, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much. My name is Cameron, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Okay, we have Diane in Lakewood ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Do we need to go quickly here because you mentioned that you don't have much charge left on your phone?
I'm sorry, yes.
All right, so hopefully we don't lose you as we're playing the game when your phone dies.
Right.
Let's get through your 5 questions, and then we'll get Alyssa back in here. And again, the rules, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Those are the rules. Here's question number 1. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. In Happy Gilmore, what animal causes Chubbs to lose his hand?
Mm. What animal causes Chubbs to lose his hands? How about a dog? I don't know.
Question two. It's both a country and a continent.
Australia, I mean.
Question three. Name the fruit that has its seeds on the outside.
Persimmons? I don't know.
Did you say persimmons?
Yes.
All right. Question four. In bowling, what is it called when it takes two throws to knock down all the pins?
It's not a strike. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Final question. This is the most common broken bone on the body.
The collarbone. I don't know. No.
All right, Diane, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here. I don't want your phone to die.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Who is driving you around, Diane?
My friend Cindy.
Okay, and you're in the back seat?
Yes, I am.
Why are you in the back seat if your friend's in the front seat?
Because she has a bunch of stuff in her front seat, and she just said, I'm going to senior walk, and she said, can you just sit in the back? And I'm like, sure.
It's an odd dynamic.
I know. No problem.
If my friend told me to get in the back seat, I'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm not getting in the back
seat. This is the life of a woman. I have definitely been told to get in the back seat because cars for us are kind of just like a mobile storage unit. Like, stuff just kind of stays.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Alyssa. Yeah. Also, the other thing that we're dealing with is Diane's phone might die like any second.
No!
So let's get through your five questions. I will say this. Diane, you did get two.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So Alyssa needs two to tie and three to win. Let's go.
Okay.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix on Friday. In Happy Gilmore, what animal causes Chubbs to lose his hand?
A crocodile.
It's an alligator, not a crocodile.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're really going to hit me with the buzzer for a technicality like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't give you the point.
You're
it's an
really
alligator.
You're not going to give me that point.
Hey, look, Diane needs some help here. She only got two.
I do.
All right.
I couldn't even concentrate.
Question number two. It's both a country and a continent.
Africa?
Sorry.
Australia?
Australia is the correct answer there.
I'm all thrown off now.
All right. So we have three questions left. Alyssa needs two of them just to tie, and if she gets all three, she wins the game. Question three. Name the fruit that has its seeds on the outside.
Strawberries.
That's correct.
Darn.
Yeah. What did you say, Diane? Like persimmons? What is that?
I thought it was a fruit. I don't know. It could be a fruit. You know, it looks like it had seeds on it. So I don't know. But darn, strawberries are my favorite fruit. I can't believe it. I can't believe I said that.
All right. Well, don't take it that hard, Diane. Let's move on to question four. In bowling, what is it called when it takes two throws to knock down all the pins?
A spare.
A spare is correct. Diane, you even said strike. I'm surprised you didn't think of spare.
I know.
Don't you and Cindy go bowling?
No,
hey,
I don't.
Hey, quit giving her a hard time, Bill.
All right, final question. This is the most common broken bone on the body.
Toe? Is it a toe?
It's a great guess. It's incorrect. It is your collarbone. Diane got that at the last second.
I can't believe it.
Collarbone.
All these questions, and you got that one correct?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a Hail Mary, believe me.
Okay.
Yes.
However, we do result in a tie today. Alyssa got two. Diane got two.
Okay.
Thank you, Diane. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks to Cindy for driving you around. We also have some passes to the Cuyahoga County Fair. We're going to give those to you.
That's great. Thank you so much. I'm a loser, but I'm a winner.
You can take Cindy with you. Make her sit in the back seat.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I will. No. My name is Diane, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.